doing some jumping around this morning. I was trying to do what I could do last night and getting this together, and we're going to see. But in the book of Genesis, the 37th chapter, I'm going to read verse 6, verse 20, and verse 27 for your consideration. Now, Israel loved Joseph more than all his children, because he was the son of his old age, and he made him a coat of many colors. Verse 20, come now, therefore, and let us slay him and cast him into some pit, and we will say some evil beasts have devoured him, and we shall see what will become of his dreams. Verse 27, come, let us sell him to the Ishmaelites, and let not our hand be upon him, for he is our brother and our flesh, and his brethren were content. Genesis 39, verses 20 and 21 that you've heard in your hearing. And Joseph's master took him and put him into the prison, a place where the king prisoners were bound, and he was there in the prison. But the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy, gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. Romans 8 and 28, very familiar passage. And we know that all things work together for the good to them that love God and to them who are the called according to his purpose. But the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy and gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. We ought to use a thought of subject this morning. We like to speak from the thought. There are blessings that come with favor. There are blessings that come with favor. God is an on-time God. If you don't believe it, all you got to do is try him. God will show you what he's made out of. If it had not been for the Lord who is on our side, oh, God, know that we would all be most miserable this morning. But in the midst of whatever is going on in the world, we still got a reason to give our God some praise. And we can give God thanks and we can glorify his name because he is God. He is God. He is the one made us from the dust of the ground, created us in his own image, allows his blood to run through our veins, allows us to breathe his breath. And hallelujah, we thank God. We thank God because if we love God, then we ought to be able to do as Deacon Carter sang this morning. We're going to serve the Lord our God until we die. Bible declared, be ye faithful unto death. Between life and death, you don't know what all you may have to go through. But one thing you can be rest assured of is that God said, I will go with you all the way. Even to the end of the world, I will never leave you, neither will I forsake you. I don't care how many doors have been closed in your face. God has another door that's ready to open up. Hallelujah to the name Jesus. Many of us have seen the doctor shake his head, but we still see our loved ones still walking in the midst of us. Blessings all over the house this morning because God is who he is. Brother Williams, they gave you up a long time ago. You still sitting there grinning at me. Hallelujah to the name Jesus. Don't allow what they say or the doctor say to be the last word. Only God knows. And God will come to your rescue. No matter who you are, God is a God that is without respect of persons. So despite what your neighbor might think of you, God loves you. God loves you and you ought to love him back. We are blessed this morning by the best. So we come to God this morning in an humble way because we know without him, we would not even be able to move. It's in him that I have my being. It's in him that I breathe. It's in him that I was able to get up this morning. And so for that, I tell God, thank you. Bring you this message this morning. There are blessings that come with favor. Whether we would acknowledge it or not, we have been blessed to worship God one more time, to praise God, and to thank God for bringing us through another week's journey. By his grace and his mercy, he allowed us to be a part of this day. This truly is a day of thanksgiving, because the Bible declared that every day is a day of thanksgiving. Every day you ought to be able to find something to say thank you, God, for. Even if you're going through all day long, somewhere along the line, you ought to pray, God, I know this is not going to last always. And, oh, God, I want to see a brighter side. And God will just step in and he'll make everything all right. You know how those days when you get up and you just feel like I was having a bad day. I got up this morning and everything was going wrong. But then all of a sudden, God just sort of turned that thing around and you realize that God is still right there by your side. There's somebody that we understand that didn't rise this morning. For those of us that did, we got to believe that God is blessing us, and we owe God a praise. Sister Cat used to love to sing the song, That Morning Train. Somebody. Whether we know them or not, by name, whether we know where they live or who they are, somebody still left this morning. Not only on the morning train, but I guarantee you that there's going to be an afternoon express, there's going to be an evening express, and there's going to be a midnight express. So in the midst of all of that, you are here now, but you could be gone before the day has concluded. But if you're able this morning to say, I'm still here, then you ought to be glad to tell your God thank you. The Bible teaches us not to forsake our assembling together. So we should be glad to come together to lift up and magnify the name of the Lord. David said, oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. See, when we come in the house of worship, it's not about the preacher, it's not about the choir, but we all come to lift up God's holy name. We come to exalt his name. We come to lift him up, because he says in his word that if I be lifted up from the earth, I'll draw all men unto me. See, you don't have to go and keep on knocking on no doors. All you got to do is lift up the name of Jesus. All you got to do is let the Lord God's light shine in you, and God would do the drawing. So I thank him for being that kind of God. I thank you that he is the one that even in a time like this, he is still worthy to be praised. From last Sunday until this present time, life has unfolded. When you look from last Sunday to the day, and throughout the week, you may have had trials, tribulations, or you may have had a good day every day. If you're one of those that had a good day every day, you got a lot to be thankful for this morning. If there was nothing getting on your nerves last week, then you got a lot to be thankful for this morning. If you had something that was going on and you made it through it, then you got something to be thankful for. If you put something on the altar and you're still waiting on God to answer, all you got to do is trust and believe that he is an on-time God. And maybe he didn't want to bless you in the middle of last week, but your blessing is on the way. How many of you know that all you got to do is just keep on waiting, keep on looking, keep on trusting, and God will do what needs to be done. We don't know what our neighbor had to endure, but it seems as though I'm getting to a better understanding of what it means to say we got to take it one day at a time. Today might be a good day. Tomorrow may be in shambles. But then every day still is a day that God has made. So you can't allow the enemy to get you in a place in life to where you start thinking on a negative note. See, that's the enemy's job. The enemy's job is to tear you down and make you think that things are not going to work out for your good. But we are living in a time that we should be obedient to the will of God. And God said, love ye one another as I have loved you. Some people find that love is hard. But if you got the true love of Jesus in your heart, then it ought not be hard to love your neighbor. Now, I will agree with some that it is sometimes hard to love your enemy. Because your enemy don't mean you no good. But if you want the reward from God, You got to find a way deep down in your soul to sort of look over what your enemy is doing and know that your enemy is being led by the wrong corporate. You know, the enemy, all he's going to do is to go out to seek whomsoever he can devour. He want to make you feel like all your running has been in vain. He want to make you feel like, oh, I'm not going to get anything this morning. But if you brought something in and if you got a desire to get something, then most of you have already got something. Because you should have got it from the time you walked up on the ground. The Lord God blessed you to get to your destination safe from all hurt, harm, or danger. That was enough to say, Lord, I thank you. Because somebody had an accident this morning. Just because it's Sunday, don't think that things don't happen on Sunday. Folk die on Sunday. Folk kill folk on Sunday. Folk steal on Sunday. Folk tell lies on Sunday. Anybody ever told you a lie on Sunday? Every day is God's day. So we just got to trust God with everything that we have. He has loved us, and we need to allow his light to shine through us. Because I believe and I know that God is still alive. I know that God is with us this morning. I know that God is a way maker. I know that God is the one that will do what needs to be done in all of our lives. But I find this morning that as we interact with people day by day, there are some people that complain, some that are happy, some that are excited, some that are sad, some that are blue. Then we have those that are stuck on negative thoughts. But then I'm glad we got some that are optimistic, believing that things are going to get better. You got to have a mindset that even though it may not be where you want it to be, it can get better. It gets better than this. Every day, we ought to be able to look at something that lets us know that even though I'm not where I want to be, even though I don't have what I want to have, everything that I need, God's got it. And it's mine for the asking. So if I trust and believe, all I got to do is just ask God for it. Most of the thing that we need is more patience. We need to ask God to help us to be patient and to realize that things are going to work out for our good. There have been times that you've heard me make reference to people that when you ask them, how are you doing? And their response is, I'm highly favored in the Lord. That was one of the things that convicted me when I began to work on this message. Because in times past, when I make reference to a person that said, I'm highly favored, I come back with something like, well, can't you just be all right? You know how it is. Sometimes we get a little judgmental ourselves. We want folk to be like us. But if your mind said that you're so spiritually minded that you're always highly favored, then you're highly favored. Who am I to say you're not highly favored? See, sometimes we put ourselves in other people's places and we don't know what they know. We don't know what they've gone through. And all of us, if we be true to the matter, all of us are highly favored. Many of us have favor this morning, but we just fail to acknowledge it because no matter where we are in life, God is still good to all of us. Favor is something that we ought to be proud of this morning. Favor is something that we ought to thank God for. And I thank God that he make me realize while I'm yet still alive that there are blessings that come with being in favor. There are some folk this morning that believe that they're never going to be nothing. Because somebody told them you'll never amount to nothing. But then there are some folk that somebody told that to them and they're in high places right now. They're living a good life. They're doing things and they're happy in Jesus. They're happy in their life. Some of us don't like to see folk happy. It's sad, but it's true. You got to be thankful for what God has entrusted unto you. And then the Bible declared that where much is given, much is required. So if God hadn't given you a whole lot, maybe you can't handle it. Then you got to be careful what you ask God for. A lot of us want a lot of prestige. We want to sit in high places. But in those high places, there's some conditions that go along with that. Sacrifices that has to be made. Things that you have to do beyond the call of duty. And so we give God our praise this morning. As I began to think about favor, I thought about Joseph, Jacob's next to the youngest son that he had had in his old age. And that's what gave me the thought for today. There are blessings that come with favor. Because in Joseph's life, he was blessed just one time, not just one time, but over and over again. Some of us, we get a little extra change. We think we all that. But how many of you know that extra change go right quick? You have your nice nest egg laid up. But I tell you, every time you go in there and pull a straw out, before you know it, you're going to mess around and the whole nest gone. You got to trust God that even when my nest is gone, even when my rainy day account is exhausted, I still got a God that got cattle upon a thousand hills. I still got a God that got somebody that will lend a helping hand. I still got a God that even if I don't have the money to go to the doctor, he is still a healer even in the midst of your home. There's some folks suffering this morning because they don't have the resources to go to the places that they need to go. And I believe that they are some of the ones that can tell you, I know what prayer can do. Because you got to learn how to pray to God. You got to learn how to trust God. You got to learn how, when it seems like you're getting boxed in, you got to learn how to say, oh, Lord, I'm coming out. And I'm coming out because you are my God. Favor. Favor means an act of kindness performed or granted out of goodwill. It's also defined as a friendly, supportive attitude. Preferred treatment shown to somebody or something given as a token of one's love. Can you find yourself in that definition? Somebody has been kind to you. Somebody has been good to you just because. Somebody has supported your idea. Somebody has told you that I got your back, and it wasn't just lip service, but whenever it came the time that they needed to stand up, they were right there and they had your back. We got some folk that talk because it sounds good, but I thank God for those folk that talk and say what they mean and mean what they say, and you can depend on what they say that they're going to do. Preferred treatment. Some of us have been blessed, and you know, we have blessed our offsprings, and what we call it on in today's term, that they're spoiled. They're not so much spoiled as loved. Because what happened is that the things that you wasn't able to get or you wasn't able to have, you have blessed them because God have gave you resources over the years to do more than your ancestors was able to do. So don't feel bad about being good to them, but just make sure that they learn how to appreciate what is done in their favor. They got to know that somebody had to make a way out of no way, something that was given as a token of one's love. So as we walk through the life of Joseph, we will see where God had so ordained that his life would be favored because the purpose that God had in store for him. When God got something for you to do, God already got the plan laid out. And you may not know the plan, but if you just take it one day at a time, if you allow God to be God, if you will let him lead and direct your path, then you will get to your destination. Sometimes we don't understand that what we may be going through now is for others to see the glory and the power of God. Those things that you don't understand. That's why the songwriter said you understand it better by and by. Because there are times you got to know that there are things that are happening in your life that you don't have any control of. But God knows. Knows your down sitting and your uprising. He knows exactly what you're going through. What I thank God for is that he is able to put the enemy on the run. What the enemy means for bad, God has a way of turning it around for your good. It been said that when God is for us, who can be against us? If you trust the will and the power of God, God will see you through. Our God is a mighty God. Our God is a supporting God. Our God is one that already knows that if we love him, he'll do what needs to be done in our lives. Paul put it like this, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God and to them who are called according to his purpose. Now, things are going to work out for your good, but there's a condition. You got to love God. If you love God, God will see you through. If you love God, God will make a way. If you love God, God already knows what you're going through. I thank God for being that kind of God. Then it said to him who are called according to his purpose. You see, God in his wise providence causes all things to work for our spiritual good, for our ultimate salvation. And those who respond to him in love, love is one of the most powerful forces in the universe. All we got to do is trust and be confident that God has a purpose for our lives. We got to be confident knowing that nothing can hurt or stop us. Nothing can hinder us from being where God wants us to be. No matter what the situation, God will, shall be done. So know that what God has for you, no matter what nobody else think about it, God will do what needs to be done. I thank God for being that kind of God. When I think about this man by the name of Joseph, the Bible says Israel loved Joseph more than all of his other children, because he was made him a coat of many colors. You know how it is when you got more than one sibling? Sometimes they say you like that one better than you like me. Any of you brothers and sisters out there ever thought that your mama loved one more than she loved you? Then sometimes you began to feel bad on the inside. Mama, you're always doing something for him. Why you don't do you something for me sometimes? But when God has favor on your life, it's not so much that you're so different. I believe that all parents love all of their children. That sometimes they don't love your ways because, Jack, you hard-headed. Mary know how to act. So sometimes I'm going to cater to Mary because Mary know how to sit down when I say sit down. But I got to keep on saying, Jack. I'm tired of talking to you, Jack. So it's not that I don't love you, but I don't love your hard-headedness. Joseph came to Jacob in his late life, and he loved him with all of his heart. But the Bible declares when his brethren saw that their father loved him more than all of his brethren, they hated him. They could not even speak peaceably unto him. So, in other words, they just didn't like Joseph. Joseph dreamed a dream, told his brethren that they hated him yet the more. Sometimes you got to keep your dream to yourself. Sometimes you can't tell it all, because when somebody got something against you, they always going to find some fault in whatever it is that you say. Bible say, you just let them know that, you know, that there's going to come a time that I'm going to be buying the shares in the field, and my ship going to arrive and stand upright before your shears, and you're going to stand and you're going to have to bow down unto me. Brother said unto him, shall thou indeed reign over us, or shall thou indeed have dominion over us? They hated him yet the more for his dreams and for his words. When they saw him one day, he was coming. His father sent him out to talk to them and to take them some things. They saw him. They said, here come the dreamer. So they decided we're going to conspire, meaning that they conspired against him to kill him. Said one to another, behold, the dreamer cometh. Come now, therefore, let us slay him and cast him into some pit. And we will just tell daddy that some evil beasts have devoured him, and we shall see what will be done of this dreamer. Think about it. Your own brothers conspiring to kill you. Going to put you down in a pit, trusting and believing that a wild animal is going to come and devour your whole body. But then favor steps in. Favor began to change their mind, for they began to realize that instead of killing him and having his blood on our hands, I see that the middle night is passing by, and so we're just going to trade him and sell him. So they got him up out the pit. They gave him and sold him to those that were passing through, and the Israelites took him on. Don't you know God will make a way? When you have favor in God, God has a way, no matter who you are, God will fix out and work out your situation. Job was brought down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard, an Egyptian, brought him into the hands of the Ishmaelites, which he had brought him down thither. Joseph found grace in his sight and served him, and he made him overseer over his house and all that he had put into his hand. Another time that we see a blessing in favor. A man that's been put in a pit, taken out the pit, sold to the Egyptians, and yet still found favor with the high rulers. But now, isn't it amazing? Everything is going good. Somebody always going to put some stink in it. Joseph, good looking man. Joseph, a man that trusted the power of a loving God. But now, here we have this wife. Came to pass when she saw him, she wanted him. Everything that you want, you can't have. And when you are a good man, when you're a man of God, when you're a man that has been entrusted, and a man that the man that is in charge trusts you to be over his providence. But here's this man's wife coming on to Joseph. Bible declared that when she came on to him and he rejected her, that she called the men of her house, speaking to them, saying, "See, he hath brought an Hebrew unto us." She began to say that he is trying to come in and mock me. Don't you know you got to trust the power of a loving God? Something told Joseph it's time to get out of there. As Joseph began to run out, he left his garment in her hand. She began to cry out, "He's trying to mock me." But I come to let you know that God still saw favor. For it came to pass when the master heard the words of his wife, he spake unto him, saying, "After the manner did thy servant to me." And the wrath was kindled against Joseph. Joseph's master took him and put him into the prison, a place where the king's prisoners were bound, and he was there in the prison. But again, the blessings of favor came Joseph's way. For the Lord was with Joseph, showed him mercy, gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. I don't care what the enemy tried to do. God always has a plan. For he allowed him to be delivered. Even though he was in the prison walls, he realized that this man by the name of Joseph, he was able to interpret dreams. And so I find that there were dreams about the famine that was coming in the land. It's good to have somebody in your midst that got in touch with the power of a loving God. Joseph realized that I got to do what I got to do. But when they began to find and want somebody to interpret the dream, somebody said, "Go down in the prison. There's a man down there by the name of Joseph. Joseph will be able to interpret the dream. All you got to do is get Joseph out and he'll tell you all about the dream." Joseph let him know that everything is going to be all right. But a famine is going to come in the land. You see, when everything gets short, everybody wants something to eat. But I'm glad that God made a way out of no way. For the Bible declared that on down the line, that old Joseph's family began to be in want. So they came to Egypt to try to buy some goods. Realized that there was a man there that they didn't recognize. And this man looked at them and realized, "These are my brothers. And I look at my brothers and I don't have no ought in my heart." You got to learn how to have the love of Jesus down on the inside and let God be God. For I'm glad that Joseph realized that I'm going to treat my brothers like somebody. He wanted to know if my dad is still alive. Because my dad is still alive, everything is going to be all right. I had seen my little brother by the name of Benjamin, but I know that everything is going to be all right. You see, God had a setup and he had a plan. He realized that if I bless Joseph through this, if I bless Joseph through that, I'm going to lay the foundation that when Joseph's family is in need, all he got to do is come up and ask me. And when he looked at his brothers and realized I got to do what I got to do, I want to know that my daddy is all right. They say daddy is set, still alive. And I'm so glad that God had favor, because there's blessings that come with favor. If you trust God, God will. God will make a way. There's blessings that come with favor. Favor comes from a loving God. And it's no harm to recognize and to acknowledge that there is favor. To all of you that love God and are called according to his purpose, I'm excited this morning, in the midst of it all, to be a servant of the Most High God. But then, even in this state, I believe that God is still showing favor upon the household of faith. God bless Paula to come this morning to also let us know that's favor. When you can endure and you can trust God, because if you love God, the purpose that he has for your life, God will do it. And so if you feel like no one cares, I come to tell you, you got to change your way of thinking. God does care. God is a loving God. And to all of you that are called according to his purpose, if you love God, if you trust him, then you'll know that everything will work out for your good.